Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Maura Calio, who is the community health educator at the DeMathis Center at St. Francis Hospital. And we're broadcasting from CW Post, and literally St. Francis is across the street and a little bit
right up the block,
east,
a little west of here.
West, I'm sorry, I'm getting crazy. Between here and JCC, literally. Yeah. And I've been in it, actually, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous... a tremendous facility, and I'm sure there's programs going on there all the time.
There's a lot that happens under that roof. All kinds of wellness programs, cardiac rehab.
Cardiac, I remember that too.
Heart research. We also have the Women's Health Center, which has all the state-of-the-art technology for screening and diagnosing women's health issues.
Do you have a phone number for them?
I do.
Because the point is... any of these numbers, you call it any time. You have a question. The worst they'll tell you is, we don't do that here.
Yeah. The number is 629-2400. That's the Women's Health Center at the DeMathis Center for Cardiac Research and Education.
Okay. That's 629-2400. And always you can call 311 if you're driving and you don't have a pen on you right now. And you tell them you were listening to the show and you want the information. Also, there is a... which we will be talking about for the next week, too, but a wonderful, it's an annual program coming up.
Every October, the Women's Health Center sponsors a seminar celebrating women's wellness. We usually include several different speakers, one of which is always on some related topic to breast cancer. The other two are other women's health issues. So this year we have Dr. Noelle Natoli, who is from the Long Island Plastic Surgical Group, who does a lot of breast reconstruction following mastectomy. She's going to speak. We have two other very exciting speakers. One is Dr. Thakur, who's speaking about heart disease in women, which is kind of its own entity. It's very different than heart disease in men. So it's a very important topic. And Dr. Regina Drews, who's going to talk about women health and hormones, an integrated approach. So it's always a very exciting night. There's lots of pink around to remind people that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's really how it was started. I think this is the 15th year.
Okay. I honestly apologize. I don't think we did this on the air. Are you finding a much greater awareness of people taking care of their bodies?
I am. Part of my role is going out into the community to do lectures. I go to libraries, community groups, senior groups, and I find them to be pretty well educated. Their questions are more and more complicated.
Okay, that's good.
So they're not asking the basics. They're asking much because they're reading more. They're keeping up. It can be very diverse because some people, you know, will be asking me a lot of questions about, say, herbal supplements, of which I am not an expert. So I really don't answer those questions because I don't want to steer them in the wrong direction. My answers are always based on kind of the science and the state of the art and what is the golden standard right now for identifying and treating disease.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I was at actually an event over the weekend, and you can't come out and make those generic statements. I say, you know, should I take vitamin A mixed with vitamin C? How do you know?
Well,
I'm sure it's not going to hurt you, but it's not your place.
Well,
to
it
call
may. It.
It
depends on what medications you're taking.
Oh, okay.
You need someone to. The pharmacist is a good resource for
that
because if you have a list of medications, there are websites where they can cross-check the herbals and the over-the-counter things against those things. Some of them interfere with how medications work. So you have to be careful. You can't just take a handful of pills and say it's healthy and I'm going to feel better tomorrow. You may not. It may get in the way of something that you're actually taking.
Right. One thing that, and I don't know if it's possible for everybody, but if you do come down with cancer or a disease of one sort, I think it behooves the person to stay within the same medical universe. Because they have portals, And so if you have to see two or three different doctors as opposed to going to one at St. Francis and one at Northwell, they're not really connected. But if you go to the stomach doctor at St. Francis and then the heart doctor, they go into the portal and they know that you took vitamin this and another pill. So when they diagnose, when they add a pill, I can say, oh God, I can't give him this one because he's on the X one.
Yes, it's very good for communication purposes. Right, sometimes it's not possible if you need to go for a second opinion.
Okay.
But you can take your records with you. I advocate talking to pharmacists as well, because they will look at your entire list. A lot of them aren't utilized that way. They have degrees in pharmacy. But your primary physician should have the list of everything that you do. The primary physician is the chief cook and bottle wash, if you would excuse the old phrase.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That if you go to all specialists, those reports need to go back to your primary doctor. So one person has to be the portals are good because it does keep a running list of medications, and they will update.
A woman has breast cancer, but that person really wouldn't be her lead doctor, her GP. So the breast cancer physician would be sending the reports, and he's going to turn around and say, wait a minute, honey, you can't take this pill with this pill, or something to that effect.
Usually, yeah.
Okay.
The breast cancer surgeon is a consultant, so that they will follow you for a while, but not look over your total body health.
Right, okay.
Okay, so for the time that they're treating you and then for occasional follow-ups.
Right.
They'll see you. So somebody needs to be the central person, and that's usually the primary doctor.
Wow, okay.
Are there ways that we can lower the incidence and take action ourselves?
I want to, as part of my answer, I want to talk about genetics. Because people talk a lot about the BRCA gene mutations. Most people who get breast cancer are not in that category. That's a very small percentage of people. So it's important to know if breast cancer runs very strong in your family, that's the person that will have genetic testing. Most people who develop breast cancer don't have that as a risk factor. So we know that maintaining a healthy weight helps. We know that being physically active helps, because sedentary, overweight people have a higher incidence of breast cancer.
And does it matter what you're eating to maintain that weight?
The healthy diets that are lower in fat, that are lower in the animal fats, are thought to be helpful. But it's the weight overall that is the risk factor. Excessive alcohol intake increases risk as well. So all of those generally healthy living suggestions are what will decrease risk. The list of risk factors is very, very long for breast cancer, but most people don't have most of those risks. So in other words, screening is what you need to do. You don't really know. You could have a family of five girls and one will have breast cancer and the rest of them won't. You don't know why, but they all need to be screened and be checking themselves and be seeing their doctor once a year for a breast exam.
Here in Nassau County, environmental factors at one point was speculated. Did that ever turn into anything?
Yeah, I think the jury is still out on that. That's what frightens women, because you know that the rates are a little higher on Long Island than they are nationwide, so it's scary. So you need to get screened, and that's your best defense.
This island, it's an island. Everybody's putting fertilizer on their lawn. They're doing everything.
Yeah, you worry about our water sources the aquifers, but...
Yeah, that's the part of it that really is, I think, this 1 in 8 number. I'm just guessing. But, when you go through the quality of water on Long Island, the filtration is just, it's not there. So that number 1 in 8 is coming from something.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's not in the mountain areas, but it's not. At the end of the day, right. It's a much cleaner. And then I don't know if there's also numbers for men and different kinds of cancers.
I don't have statistics about men, but just to mention that men can develop breast cancer. It's something that you can obviously can't really do mammography on men. They
could
would probably
no.
they might, but they would do ultrasound and a biopsy to determine,
right.
And then it requires treatment. Surgery.
Actually, I never asked my wife even this question. Does it hurt? Do you go to a doctor?
Hurt?
Breast cancer. Do you go to a doctor because you actually feel the pain?
That is one of the warning signs, but not always. Usually a change in the appearance of the breast. It can be, if it's very, very small and very, very early, it may not even be detectable by feeling for it.
Right, I know you can feel it for it.
If someone, say, hasn't been screened, they may have a lump enlargement of one of the breasts. The nipple may hurt or bleed. They may be dimpling of the breast tissue where it kind of puckers. The skin can change to be like an orange peel consistency. So those are all things to look for.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody knows their body. You really do, the good and the bad of it. And it just behooves everybody to pay attention to it. What I want you to do, because we're almost out of time, Maura, is give the number again for the DeMatha Center if somebody wants to come over for something, for anything.
Okay. So the Women's Health Center is 629-2400. And our annual Women's Wellness Seminar is Wednesday, October 23rd at the DeMatha Center, but you must register, so we have room for you.
And what time is it?
It's registrations at 5:30. The program goes till 8, so it's in the evening.
And mention the people coming to that one.
The doctors.
The speakers, yeah.
Dr. Noel Natoli, Dr. Avni Thakur, Dr. Regina Drews. And the number to register for that is 629-2140.
And the important thing about this is these people are all, they're leaders in their field.
They are leaders in their field.
And that's what you, you know, so you go and even go, you know, this particular, and it's an annual one, this seminar, in my mind, is, and this is a seniors radio program, an adult child should go. A 20-year-old girl could go.
Anybody could go.
It makes no difference. You could go to listen for your mom and learn for yourself.
The age span in the room usually is 20s to 80s.
Wow, okay.
A couple of men.
Right, okay.
Who might want to come and support their spouses.
Right, their spouses or their moms or whatever it's going to be. Because it is important. And it's the thing is, I went through it, and it is difficult. For the poor woman involved, I went through it twice with my mother and then with my wife. And it really, it's both are fine, but it's the trauma. Your mind is gone, and it's a rough.
The worry is very difficult. 100%.
And even the post-surgery mess. But anyway, I want to thank you so much, Maura, for coming with us this morning. Good luck with this on the 23rd. We will talk about it for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.
And that's it for today. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.